It's become my favorite sound in the world, the soles of my shoes slapping the pavement erratically. It's December, which means it's freezing, and it's dusk, which means it's going to be dark soon. But the thing is, I don't care. My cheeks flush and burn against the evening air, and I don't wait for the signal to change before bounding across 73rd Street. I just go. It started a few weeks ago. I don't know how it happened, but it was like something entirely out of body came over me. One minute I was staring at my computer screen, and the next I was tying my running shoes. And then I just took off. I ran past Rosie in the kitchen, humming while she prepared her famous Irish stew, past Poppy in the den watching My Fair Lady for the millionth time, and past the Warhol hanging in the foyer. I ran past Eddie at the front door, starting his 5 o'clock shift, hopped back and forth impatiently until the rush hour traffic slowed down. Come on, come on, come on. And then I took off. In my nearly 16 years, I had never gone running. But here I am, running. Every day at dusk. It can't be the morning or afternoon. It has to be dusk. I like seeing the last bit of daylight escape the sky. I like that I know I probably shouldn't be running alone at this hour, but that I do it anyway. I like that I'm actually a terrible runner. I get out of breath, my cheeks get bright red, and I never know when to speed up or slow down. I like that the only thing I think while I'm running is right, left, right, left, right, left. I don't have to think about why Ms. Barnett gave me a B- on my House of Mirth paper, or why Aisha and Sabrina are suddenly in on some private joke that doesn't pertain to me. I don't have to think about Dad and Louisa and our upcoming Christmas break trip. I need a break, all right. But what I need is a break from all the madness. Theirs, mine, all of it. Right now, the only place I can be is no place. Transient. Free. Of course, when it feels like my lungs are going to burst and it's getting too dark, I come home. I may feel crazy, but I've lived in this city long enough to know that there's real crazy out there. What no one ever seems to understand about me is how scared I am of everything. I guess I hide it pretty well. I've had to ever since that rainy Tuesday 2 years ago. It was December, 2 weeks before my 14th birthday, and my life would never be the same. I was in orchestra, rehearsing for the winter showcase, when suddenly the music room door opened, and there was Headmaster Hu, accompanied by two people I would later learn were plainclothes police officers. The rest of the orchestra kept playing, but I froze. Something about the way Mr. Hu found my eyes in the room and the serious expression on his face made me know in my bones that they were there for me. I can't be sure, but I feel like I stood up from the piano even before Ms. Holmes stopped the orchestra and called out, "Flynn Barlow?" I followed Mr. Hu and the others into the hallway, where they told me what I'd already suspected. Something was very wrong. There had been an accident. And in that moment, my eyes went blind, and all I could hear was the loudest, most silent scream ringing in my ears. I just kept thinking one thing. Please, Mom, don't leave me. Do not leave me.